I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. I have a very urgent and extremely important message for the body of Christ. And I have been praying and seeking God for a while, a few days now, and God has impressed upon me a very, very significant message for every single believer. And we need to take this so, so seriously because it will affect everyone. And I want to preach that message to you as short as I can by using Luke 10 verses 38 to 42. And I do not want to read it. You can read it yourself for time's sake. But you know the story about Mary and Martha. We read that Martha welcomed Jesus to her house. Martha probably was a widow, and widows were very poor. And yet Martha welcomed Jesus and was ready to give him hospitality. You, in your country, would receive the same top marks in hospitality like Martha. But here in the text, there is one big difference. Jesus never came alone. He always brought 12 hungry bellies with him. And I tell you, these 12 men could eat loads and loads of food. But Martha would not regard the cost. It may have caused her panic to a certain degree, but she did not regard any cost. It was a sacrifice for her, but she did it still. Martha realized she has got the best visitor and visit she can ever have in her house, God Himself. She wanted to give the absolute very, very best with a top service too. If Jesus came to dinner to your house with his 12 disciples, how would you prepare yourself? You probably would prepare days beforehand, and you would probably make sure the house looked clean and tidy as well. But very, very sadly, we read in verse 40, but Martha was distracted with much serving. What a pity! What was Martha distracted with when she had the highest guest of the whole world, in fact, of the whole universe, in her own house? She literally served the Lord. Martha did her very best in her service for God. But Jesus wasn't happy with Martha. Can you believe it? Her very service for the Lord and to the Lord became a distraction from the Lord. Her focus wasn't the Lord Himself anymore, but the service. Her service and ministry became the very distraction of having fellowship with God. Notice in verse 40, Martha was busy in the kitchen. The busyness was the very reason which kept her away from Jesus' feet. As Martha was cooking, she probably had a few looks to the lounge and wondered, when is my sister coming to help me? That was the very reason I wanted Mary to come to my house to help me serve. But Mary never appeared. She got more and more aggravated and angry in the kitchen. Now, when I need her most, my sister Mary lets me down, Martha thought. The lids of the pans may have become noisier and noisier, and the dishes started to clink and clank as a result of being upset. It must have been loud out there in that kitchen. Then suddenly she couldn't bear it anymore, and she burst out, and she accused and blamed Jesus, saying, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." She thought it's Jesus' fault that she is so busy. Martha went even further, giving instructions to Jesus how he can solve her problem. Don't we so often do the same? We blame the Lord and give him instructions? Jesus' response was very gracious. He didn't blame her, but simply pointed out to do the same as her sister did. Maybe you say now, but if Martha didn't stay in the kitchen, nobody else could have eaten. Have you ever thought that? She can't just invite 14 people for dinner and not serve any food because the host, who was Martha, sits at the feet to listen what the guest is saying. Or can she? If she did that, then I can imagine after a while Peter would have indicated that he is very hungry. All the disciples' stomachs would have started to become noisy. That would have been a real stomach choir. But what should Martha have done? Well, maybe Martha should have been organized better. And maybe you and I need to be organized better in order to make and find time for God to sit at the feet of Jesus. It was a great cost for Martha to have 14 people in her house to feed. And I tell you that it can be very, very costly to sit at the feet of Jesus. You will have to take time. It will cost you time. It may cost you more than time. It may cost you money too, because time means less working, and less working may mean less earning. Time or less free time. You may have less free time. Whatever it is, sitting at Jesus' feet will cost you time. Are you ready to pay this cost? I urge you to organize time for sitting and listening to Jesus. We are right now in a very, very crucial time and phase of life here on planet Earth. The clock is ticking. It is a time where God is now looking for every single Christian if he is fully ready to take on board his assignment and task he has for every single believer. He has now allocated a task and mission and assignment for every single born-again Christian. And you will only find it out if you sit at the feet of Jesus. And I'm not talking just about pastors. I'm not talking just about evangelists. I am talking about every single Christian, including mother and fathers and even children, big children, who are devoted to God. The bride of Christ needs to make herself ready now. And I don't want you to miss this, because if we are going to miss the assignment he has for us, we will have missed it. We cannot fully receive that assignment afterward. Maybe partly, but not fully. This is what I believe. It goes into that direction unless God gives us much grace. But we need grace for the time ahead. And we need to make ourselves ready now. It's going to be tough, but also the Spirit of God will manifest himself very strongly in many lives. We are heading to the biggest harvest this planet Earth has ever seen in history. And you and I need to get ready for this. And I literally convey this with much, much urgency. Please note my words. This is literally a message from heaven, and I want you to take it seriously. And I want to bless you now. I want to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to say now, Lord Jesus, open up your heavens and pour out your blessings and your equipment and your voice into every single Christian, the bride of Christ, who takes this message now seriously. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. I pray that you will sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for listening. And once you have listened to this message, spread it, give it to others, and tell them to do the same.